Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Yeah, and so there's that.
Won't be the same.
That'd be some Elvis, man.
If you're not here with me, and when the blue snowflakes.
I almost started yodeling, but then I realized.
Yodeling?
Yodeling, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would have been great.
Come on now.
I know what that is, but I'm just like, I want you to go ahead and, I mean, I'm learning so much more about you.
What's her name, Heidi? She had to yodel.
Boy, you call me Heidi again, I'm going to show you what's up.
Hey, if I didn't know better, because I brought the coffee, I know there's nothing in it, but I would guess there was.
Y'all we didn't check the other cup.
Though. Oh, there you go.
I got two cups. Bro, you don't know nothing about no yodeling? Come on now.
I do, but I thought you were going to do it. Okay.
We'll save that for whenever I don't know what's coming next. When I don't know what to say or I'm about to use a bad word, mm-hmm. I'll just yodel in between. So we'll practice in a minute. I'll just be talking and then I'll just yodel out of nowhere. How's that?
Or count to two. One of the two.
Okay, or count to two. Okay, Danny Zimmern in the house. Count to two. Not this morning. I'm here with my good friend. Oh, who is I? I'm Michelle Salzman. I am your state representative for Florida House District 1. That is the best district in Florida because by default it's number one. So try me. Yep, that's what I said. I'm number one. But I'm here today as what am I here today as? I'm supposed to be Andrew McKay, but I look a lot better than Andrew McKay. So
yeah, you ain't lying.
I mean, we're just going to have to put that out there. It is what it is. Women by nature look better than men. So I'm a woman. I identify as a woman. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the way God made me. And then Andrew, well, he's a man. And so he can identify as that. So I look better than Andrew. But Andrew's not here and I am. So I can say anything I want until they shut me off. What do you think about that, Tim? You think you got to pray for me real quick?
Well, I was sitting here trying to think about what I'm going to identify as.
Well, you could be a special crayon.
I could be.
You could be purple.
I could be one that
blue.
Doesn't erase.
What? Mm-hmm. That's a marker, Tim.
A permanent crayon.
That's a marker.
Well, we'll make permanent crayons. Hey, I'm patenting that right now. That's my idea.
Okay. All right. You can have the permanent crayons. I'm going to use a pencil.
Okay.
Because I make all the mistakes and I need to be able to erase them. But you can't erase anything you say on here. Thank goodness that it wasn't on a minute ago. Things were coming out my mouth. Woo! I was a little nervous for a minute. I look over. Thank God John said, I got you marked safe from Michelle Salzman today. So in this episode of What the Florida, what were we talking about on break? We was talking about a lot. Somebody came in. What were we talking about?
The train is one
thing. What'd you say about that? I said something about derailing the train, and you said I'm a cross between what?
I said we're a cross between the Polar Express and Thomas the Train.
You never know. Lord help us. So we have Timothy Chandler here this morning. He's been talking about the Marine Corps League quite a bit, Toys for Tots. And Tim, you have a nonprofit. Most people don't really know that you have that 501c3. They just see you out doing all this stuff and think that you're just a miracle worker, which, you know, through God you are. But what's tell me about your nonprofit.
So it's Be the Miracle. We started a few years ago as a ministry, and then we made it a nonprofit because it became bigger than us. And when I say us, me and my wife. And
what's your wife's name?
It's Laura Reyes.
Laura, yeah. What's Laura do? Y'all want to hear about a real hero? Forget about the Marines. What's Laura do?
So Laura is a school teacher.
Oh,
she has been teaching for many years. She's about 4 years away from her retirement.
I love Laura.
Oh, she's great.
She's my favorite.
She's
my favorite Chandler.
She's my security blanket.
So, I believe that. I think she's tougher than you. I think she takes somebody out.
Absolutely is. Absolutely.
Well, she's a school teacher of 16 years. I mean,
that's
you
right.
don't make it. You don't survive that. that unless you're tough.
Well, you know, and I know I'm a Marine and all that, but I'm a little bit different. I don't care if she wears the pants because she irons mine, so it's no big deal.
Does she iron your pants for real?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how to iron your pants?
No, let me tell you
Marine.
Something. I want everybody to hear that because I say it to everybody. If you see me dressed up and I look nice, she dressed me.
Oh, I know she does.
If
I know
you
she does.
See me wearing a Bigfoot Marine Corps or Batman shirt, I dress myself.
That's right. Well,
that's my go-to.
Clearly this morning you dressed yourself.
She's not getting up early to dress. But if you see me dressed up, I didn't know what those, and I don't even know what they're called, but those red bottom shoes were until I met her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when she got you those.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and I was like, you paid how much? And so she's like, well, it's Father's Day. Well, good Lord, we can't afford to have no more kids buying shoes like this.
You ain't gonna be celebrating Father's Day, no. But you can't afford a child.
That's right. Nobody's eating, but Daddy looks good.
No, oh, that should be on a shirt.
That should be a Hallmark movie.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm gonna patent that too.
No, okay.
So when this started,
Be the miracle.
When my kids were in elementary school, I would go eat lunch with them two or three times a week. And one of my kids said, hey, Dad, there's a kid, a little boy in my class, and his toe is coming up through his shoes. Can we get him a pair of shoes? And so I went to the counselor. I said, hey, we would like to buy this little boy some shoes. I need another shoe size. So we got him some shoes. And my wife said, let's do Christmas for him this year. And so I went to the counselor and said, we would like to do Christmas for him. And the counselor said, that's great, but we have other people on that list. We call them Friday friends. I said, what's a Friday friend? They said, if we don't give them food on Friday to take home, they won't have anything to eat for the weekend. And they said they're in that poverty level. So I said, okay, how many kids do you have? At that time, they said 86. And so I stepped out. My wife's a teacher. I text her because she's in class. I said, they got 86 kids. She says, tell them we'll handle it. God will provide. So I went back in. I said, we got it. So we pulled for our savings. We started out with Christmas stockings. And we would fill them.
I remember.
We put candy, toys. We get toothbrushes from Fishbine, which is awesome. I may not mention it before, but
shout out Fishbine.
Yes,
they give me toothbrushes
every year.
Yep.
And so we put that together and we take it to the school. Well, that counselor bragged to another counselor. So next year we have two schools that want our help.
Yep.
So we pull from our savings again. The third year we got two schools of foster care. Yep. We got families reaching out, hit me on Facebook.
You got a whole apartment complex now.
Yes, we did a whole apartment complex.
So, y'all don't even know. This man has lost his mind.
So I said, there's no way we don't have it in savings. So that third year, I went on Facebook, and I tagged everybody I was in Iraq with.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, we always said we have each other's back. I need toys.
Yeah.
So I start getting all this Amazon stuff coming in. And at the same time, I'm working with Toys for Tots. I've been helping Toys for Tots since 2009.
Right.
And so... but I didn't have an official nonprofit. So then we changed it to official nonprofit on the fourth year.
And now what? Now what? Now it's blown up into something. Guys, we got to go to something. I don't even know what.
A quick traffic break, and then we can come right back.
Praise Jesus. John is here to save the day. What the Florida coming up next?
All right. So we've got no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus.
What is this song? I don't know. Where? What song is that?
It's from James Brown.
I'm trying to get into it, and I'm like, I know who James Brown is. I feel good. All that crap. But I'm just saying, like, Santa Claus goes to the ghetto. Of all the things to play, he's playing that. Like,
you got to play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer right
that's
after.
That's what I... What the Florida is happening right now? Santa Claus going to the ghetto? Of course he goes to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes everywhere, bro. Everywhere, every house. You get coal, you don't get coal. I don't know. Like, that's the magic of Christmas. Santa Claus is the magic of Christmas. And that's that. So what was that song, Tim? Did you pick that song?
It's going to be my ringtone now.
No, it ain't.
Every time you call me, it's coming on.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven. Somebody pray for me. No. No, we're not doing that one. That one's silly. Pick another one, like, you know, Train Wreck or something. Yep. That's more appropriate.
Waiting on a Woman by Brad Paisley. Every time you call.
Oh, Lord Jesus, here we go. Okay, guys, good morning, Pensacola. I am Michelle Salzman, your host today for the Andrew McKay Show. And I'm here with Tim Chandler, who is a lot of things, but we were talking about Be the Miracle. We can't be the miracle without, what'd you say, Tim?
Without angels like you.
Aw, ain't that sweet? You so sweet. Sometimes you just so sweet as pie.
That's right.
You so sweet as pie. So tell me about that Be the Miracle. Like, so you, back to that, we're going to get serious for a second. There's Brent Lane, by the way, went to Nashville. He's amazing. I know a really cool guy. His name's Brent Lane. Yeah, there he is. Get it, Brent. I love him. Okay, so we were talking about how Be the Miracle was formed, and I think your story should resonate with a lot of the listeners because that's how all nonprofits are formed. You know, you have a calling of some kind to do a small thing in the community, and then you do it, and then you realize that this idea is not so siloed, it's not so in a box. Like, other people actually could use that assistance or that help or whatever, whether it be for animals or people or veterans or, you know, for kids for Christmas. It doesn't matter. You know, there's a lot of need out there, and nonprofits are created from ideas where people just go out there and try to help. And then for you, it was a calling, right? So you now, how many people are you serving? Like, this Christmas, how many people have you served so far? Tell me a little bit about what we're doing. What are you doing today? Like, so you have a lot going on.
Yeah, so today, later this afternoon, we'll be going to Sacred Heart Children's Hospital, and we're going to be bringing a bunch of toys there. And then there's several kids on the cancer ward that we will be personally going to see. So there'll be some Marines in the dress blues, and we'll be personally giving them their
Is Aaron Erskine coming with you?
I don't know. He hasn't responded yet.
Aaron Erskine, you better get to it. You know, Aaron's one of the biggest. I mean, there's a lot of supporters for Rally Pensacola. Rally Pensacola, for those of you that don't know, is a nonprofit that was created. It's a national nonprofit, but the local chapter was created by Cindy Bonner, a super incredible lady, one of my favorite philanthropists in Pensacola. And her idea was we needed to help families with children that have cancer. And, you know, you could throw a rock and hit a kid that's had cancer or is going through that horrible disease. And so she created this nonprofit, and Aaron Erskine, just all he does, he eats, sleeps, and breathes everything about Rally Pensacola. And Rally Pensacola obviously is housed in Sacred, and the children in that cancer ward are all Rally kids. And so if Aaron isn't there today, then something is wrong. We need to do a buddy check on Aaron Erskine. Y'all, if y'all know him, y'all need to shoot him a text message, because he ain't replying to Tim Chandler.
Well, speaking of his, we're doing something in February for the kids also. So where he wants, you know, Batman, I'll be Superman, and we
That's
got
right.
some other superheroes.
Well, those kids love whenever y'all come through the hallways. I know they do. And then he's got right now, you can go to Peterbrook Chocolate and buy a yellow ribbon chocolate, shaped like a yellow ribbon, but a chocolate. And all of those proceeds, 100% of them go back to Rally Pensacola. I think it's like a dollar each piece of chocolate. I was like, that you really could have made a lot more money if you would have upped that price a little bit. But he's in that competition. He's trying to, like, raise the most money for Rally. He's so cute. But yeah. So you're going to go to Sacred Heart today and deliver toys to all of those families,
right.
those poor children.
And Bubba's 33 is going to be feeding all of them pizza.
Bubba's 33. If y'all don't go eat there, y'all really should.
Yes.
They are so philanthropic. Them and Texas Roadhouse. I mean, there's a lot of great places out there. But it starts with the team that's inside and that management team. Is just they're just the best,
and they
the
love
best.
Our community
big time. So. I mean, I don't think they've ever told me no. They ever told you no?
No, I'll call and say, "Hey, we're doing this event. We need to help these kids." They said, "What do you need from us?"
It's crazy. It's so incredible. We have such a giving community. So you're going to Sacred Heart today. We're going to deliver some toys, and then you also. What is today? The 22nd or 23rd? Today's 23rd,
yes.
right? Okay. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Oh, I love it.
So you know what we're doing tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Tell the audience what you're doing tomorrow. So, this is so cool.
So tomorrow we are feeding 40 families, and we got whole meals. And it's not just me. So we're working with Melissa Johnson with the community, and I always say it wrong. Is it Fearless Community or Fearless Outreach?
Sorry, I was swallowing the coffee that you bribed me with. Fearless Community, Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, so Fearless Community, Melissa Marie Johnson, you partnered with her. And
who else did I partner with?
Well, you know, a couple of folks in the room. And then you also, you know, the butcher shop donated whole hams to
yes,
these families.
Yes.
All 40 families are going to get a full ham, and those hams, if you haven't gotten food from the butcher shop, you are missing out. I got my turkey from there this year. I hate turkey. I know that's un-American. Guys, forgive me. I cook it every year, I promise, at Thanksgiving, but I'm not a turkey fan. We cooked it, and I just took a little piece of it because I always do. It's tradition. Like, if you're American, you're going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving. If you're, you know, if you don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving, then I'm going to check your passport or your birth certificate. Don't be trying me. You ain't going to be here much longer.
You might be in them files we're talking about.
Yeah, you're going to be in them Epstein something. Anyway, that's what it is. It was the Epstein files. And if you don't eat turkey, you're in the Epstein files.
Right.
Okay, wow. See, that's why I should count to two, John.
Another Hallmark movie.
That's what I keep telling you.
That was where a yodel would have came in handy, right there.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, so back to this. And I tasted one bite of that turkey. I have never, and then I kept eating it. I ate all turkey, no ham. It was so good. I texted Kevin. I was like, what in the world is in this meat? Why is it the best thing ever? And he just thought it was so funny. But he was happy that I enjoyed the turkey. But if you don't get some meat from butcher shop, you really should. That stuff is, wow, it's amazing. So they donated all the hams. And then we had a whole bunch of people at Bogey's, Ashley Hoffberger and her husband Grant and my husband Philip. We're cooking for all day yesterday, the jambalaya. You know, mm-hmm. when I told Melissa, I was like, I'll make a side, no big deal. And, you know, just, I was like, just don't tell nobody. You know, I don't like giving publicly most of the time. I do things, as you know, under the radar and let other people get the credit. That's what leaders do. And, but I can tell the story because I didn't cook anything, so I don't get any credit. So I go home and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to cook this jambalaya, blah, blah, blah. And my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting the ingredients. Melissa needs all of the list. And then he says, what are you cooking jambalaya for? And I'm like, what is wrong? You know, my husband's from New Orleans. And he is way too proud. I'm going to tell you, he took that project over. I don't know what happened, but all I know is we had Danny Zimmern. It was like 100 people at Bogey's cooking jambalaya. I was not invited.
They said the longer they cooked, the more their accent changed.
Oh, my God. Oh, I believe that. Phil might have some Gretna coming out in
That's
a little
right.
while. But super funny. But at the end of the day, they made – it was crazy. Philip was sending me videos of all the food they had cooked yesterday. And then so you got the full meals and you got the blankets, like big blankets, like right. actual full-size blankets. And then nice hygiene kits, Narcan kits. And then all of the families get all of the Christmas presents yes. that they asked for.
Yes.
So every child is going to get, so it doesn't matter what your situation is, you're going to show you, Mr. Santa Claus himself, Marine, go Army beat Navy, but the Marine, Be the Miracle is going to show up with everything. It's
right.
literally Christmas in a box.
Right.
That is so cool. 40 families, you said?
40 families, and then I'm done. Then I'm with my family.
Are you really? Are
yes,
you? Are
I'm
you promising?
I am.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't believe it for a minute. I don't believe it.
Well,
I don't believe it.
You remember last year? I was delivering on Christmas morning.
I know. That's why I don't
yep,
believe
it. And my wife said, "Not this year. You have
I
to
really
spend
hope
Christmas
not,
with the family."
Because y'all didn't hear this, but when he got here, I said, "How much time have you spent with your family the past few days?" Because you have to buddy check Tim Chandler, because he'll just give until he can't give no more. And you know, family first. You know, I tell people all the time, they say, "What, you know, tell me about your life. Tell me about what you do." And I say, well, the first thing you do is you ask your family how they are, and then you can leave the house. Like,
yeah.
you have to take, if you don't take care of the core, somebody, then you're going to be in that same situation those other families are. So it starts with you. It starts with you. What the Florida, coming back soon.
Therese Crowley, the Golden Fleet. President Trump announcing America's return to battleship building to protect the high seas, approving a fleet of advanced Trump-class battleships.
We have lasers where you aim the laser at a target, it just wipes it out. We're going to have, there'll be the most sophisticated lasers in the world, and the most sophisticated laser in the world will be on the battleships that we're building.
The first two to be ready in 2-3 years, not 10, as U.S. Southern Command confirms another lethal drug boat strike in the Eastern Pacific. President Trump says the illegitimate Venezuela President Maduro can do anything he likes, but if he tries to be a tough guy, it'll be the last time. Under threat of impeachment by Democrats, Attorney General Pam Bondi released 11,000 more photos and documents from the Epstein files on the dead sex offender. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, and we've got partly cloudy skies right now. It is 57 degrees here in Pensacola, a very comfortable start to our morning. We'll get our full forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. A teenager accused of killing 14-year-old Danica Troy will remain in jail. Pending trial, Judge Matt Gordon ordered Kamari Blevins detained after the state presented evidence during a pretrial hearing. Blevins and 16-year-old Gabriel Williams have both been indicted for first-degree premeditated murder. Authorities say they lured Troy into a wooded area in Pace on November 30th, then shot her multiple times and set her body on fire. The medical examiner said Troy was shot at least 3 times. Judge Gordon said the nature of the crime showed a disregard for community safety. 2 Santa Rosa County builders arrested in March for environmental violations continue to face unresolved criminal cases. Thomas Cornelison and Kip Walker allegedly failed to obtain proper permits before clearing land for subdivision development in the Avalon Beach area. Cornelison has received 6 continuances and Walker 5. Their work without proper erosion controls did cause pollution in Mulot Bayou. Both developers have faced significant fines. Walker was hit with a 1.9 with a $197,000 fine, the largest environmental violation penalty in over a decade. Cornelison was fined $67,500. Cornelison's next court appearance is December 29th. Walker's case has been continued until this coming February. A Florida Senate Republican has filed a proposal dubbed the Artificial Intelligence Bill of Rights. Senator Tom Leake's bill includes steps to keep harmful content from minors and establishes rights for parents to control children's interaction with artificial intelligence. The measure says people have a right to know when they're communicating with a human or AI system. It also includes disclosure when political advertisements use AI and prohibits Florida government agencies from contracting with AI firms tied to foreign countries like Russia or China. Catholic Church officials asking Governor Ron DeSantis to pause immigration enforcement activities over the holiday season. The bishops of the Catholic Church in Florida making that request yesterday. They say they're worried that those who are here legally could get caught up in deportation efforts. And they say now's just not the time to be callous towards the suffering caused by immigration enforcement. Republican Rick Scott and a Democratic colleague joining forces on a new bill to protect investors. Senator Scott and Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman introducing the Disclosing Investment in Foreign Adversaries Act yesterday. Their goal, to provide transparency into investments made by American private equity firms into countries of concern like Russia or China. 634 News Radio 92.3. 6:35 now, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now or delays. It looks like Highway 90, 98, 29, I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at plenty of sunshine today with a high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. Starting tonight, going into your Wednesday morning, we are expecting some dense fog to move in. Fog could linger into those late morning hours. High Wednesday afternoon near 70 degrees, and by Wednesday night, fog rolls back in, low near 56. Going into your Christmas morning, we are expecting those dense foggy conditions to last through the morning hours with a high near 70 degrees by Christmas afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 57 degrees right now. We've got, looks like, mostly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
Would you please tell them that instead of presents this year, I just want my family back. No toys, nothing but Peter, Kate, Buzz, Megan, Minnie, and Jeff. And my aunt and my cousins. And if he has time, my Uncle Frank. Okay?
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at Lambert Moving Systems. Think of Lambert's for your next move. We wish you and your family a joyful, safe, and wonderful season.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Ho, ho, ho.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, nothing you dismay.
What do you mean what is happening? What this is Christmas music.
I love Christmas.
And this was a better song.
It is better.
Because you complained about the last one.
I did. And I mean, listen, I love God rest ye merry gentlemen and all the things. But does that actually match anything happening? Like, I am the most energetic, and you're playing this. I just fell asleep for a minute. Okay, I'm awake now. All right.
I think she really wanted to find out what happened to Santa when he went to the ghetto.
Bro, I do wonder. I feel like I need to listen to that James Brown song rather quickly in the car. What is happening? Okay, what the Florida? We're back. Hopefully I haven't drove anybody crazy, probably said a couple of inappropriate comments, Epstein. But we do have to cover some sort of news. It is news radio. So I'm trying to like throw in something in there every now and then. Poor Andrew McKay. I know he's missing being here with you today, but when he invited me to come, I thought this is my opportunity for my debut. I'm going to make it big. People are going to know my name. And then I woke up.
People already do.
And then I woke up. And then I woke up. Oh. So here we are.
Did you woke up?
Bro, Epstein files? I don't even know. And then the guy got hit by the train. Okay, so if you don't know, CSX, the railroad system, is its own district per se. So you know how you have sovereign lands for the Native American tribes, and you have ECUA is a special district. It's a law that's created that protects that entity so that they can operate as a business under the law that was provided. And so CSX is one of those. So when you call your local congressman or your state representative or your county commissioner and you say, will you get them to move their train or they're blocking traffic or put up a fence over there on the graffiti bridge? We have no power. Like we have
it's all
no,
up to them.
Yeah, it is up to them. They hold. They can say yes or no, and most of the time they don't even acknowledge that you called them. If we're being honest, but so I hate to hear that person got hit by the train. There's just some fun facts for you. We have no authority over CSX. They are a special entity. Kind of like other special entities that we know. Disney's a special district. I remember that conundrum with Disney. speaking of, I just left there. I was there a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. They hosted 10 House leaders, and it was a good time. So here we are, Tim Chandler. I think I covered some. Here we go, Epstein files. Here we are. DOJ released an additional batch of files overnight. Officials say they are processing redactions to protect victims. It's like our tax returns. Hey, Tim, I double dog dare you to black out stuff on your tax return and send it in.
Oh, yeah, because I'm Secret Service and all that other stuff. So. They don't get to know my information.
He's a victim with the tax returns.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Marked myself safe from the Epstein files. I could make one of those little flag things right now, but you're right. I mean, you could say you're a victim. Could I do that? Could you say you're a victim of the Epstein files and just, like, not file your taxes?
Well, just redact everything.
Just redact it. Yeah. Redact the actual income.
I guess you could. I think that would work. That may work for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may come back around.
I think it's gonna come back around. This is one of those things. Count to two, Michelle. Okay. All right. So we talked about the Epstein files. Check. We did some news, guys. If you're listening, this is Michelle Salzman. I'm here with Tim Chandler with the Marine Corps League, Be the Miracle, Vet CV, all the different organizations out there, Toys for Tots, and we're talking about whatever we want to talk about because Well, they gave me the microphone, and when you give a politician a microphone, look out, Nelly.
And that's why I'm over here.
That's okay. John is trying.
I can control all the buttons.
John's trying. He's trying very hard to keep things in line, and I think I'm behaving a little bit.
There was one time that I
should have yodeled instead of spoken. But
he does have one finger trembling above that abort button.
He does.
Yeah,
abort,
exactly.
Abort. I see it.
Just ready.
We got the bleep button ready.
That's right. Well, every time she says what the Florida, it catches me off guard. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Uh-huh, yep, that's why I was reaching for the bleep button. But
yeah,
we're good right now.
There was a minute ago, and you know, where's Pastor Craig Hinesman at?
But it rolls off the tongue a lot better than what the Alabama.
Oh, what the Alabama?
What the Alabama?
Nah, what the Florida?
What the Florida? The Florida is happening in the Florida legislature right now? Well, literally nothing. Tomorrow, offices are closed for the holidays.
So don't bother you, basically.
Well, you can call me anytime. 850-207-5024. That's my cell phone number. Call, text, whatever you need. I will be there for you. But the offices, the state offices are closed. All state offices are closed as of tomorrow. So if you have a official business or you have a constituent request or whatever, give some grace. The teams work really hard 24/7. Matter of fact, I got a Facebook message. I won't call anybody out, but I got a Facebook message yesterday complaining that they emailed my staff and they did not get a response. And I was like, you do realize it's Christmas week.
I'm sorry about that. I should have said that.
Yeah, you know, that's no, why you should call me, bro. First of all, don't put it in writing. I'll tell everybody what you did. I'm going to tell you right now. Matter of fact, I text people all the time and then I'll get a phone call. You just put that in writing. I know. But public records. I know. Well, I don't care. I'm an open book.
If we can raise the most money, you'll reveal who it was.
Ooh, I'm going to tell you. First of all, actually the truth of the matter was the person had reached out on behalf of a family member, and my team did what they were supposed to do and reached out to the family member, not the person that called us. So they actually had their situation resolved. They just didn't talk to the family member yet.
Yeah.
So, but my point is, you know, we have an official system and nothing gets me more frustrated than when people use social media to try to do official business. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll share things. Social media is a communication tool. It is not the tool. It is a tool in the toolbox. It's not the toolbox itself. It's not the official thing. It's just one other way to communicate with the voters. It's a little touch. It's like you don't go on social media to spend time with your family over the holidays. You go to your family and you spend time with them. You go on social media just to see what they're up to today. You know, you should never use social media to try to create meaningful interaction because it's not a real space.
Right.
It's actually very unsafe. It's unsafe by the way of it has turned human beings into transactions and robots, and we are not programmed to be that way. And people wonder why we have a mental health crisis in America. Well, there you go.
And it's only one step above of having an imaginary friend.
Ooh, where you go? See, he needs to count to two on that one. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Your imaginary friends. We'll be right back.
And I've got traffic on the fives first. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110.
Except this one.
All look good. That we have you in a room, so we've got it contained for a minute.
Control chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Shop Waterfront Thrift Stores for all your seasonal needs. Whether you're looking to decorate your home for the holidays or searching for great gift ideas, we've got bargains that'll fit your budget. Plus, your purchases help make meaningful change in our community. Waterfront Thrift, where department store taste meets thrift prices. Visit one of our 7 Waterfront Thrift locations today or shop at waterfrontonline.org. This holiday season, give the gift of thrift.
If you need to buy or sell a house, you want to make sure that you get somebody who's going to get you all the way through to the end of that process successfully, right? It's not worth your time, your effort, your emotional investment to kind of get almost to closing. You want to get all the way through. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty will make sure that that happens for you. And I know that might seem like a simple thing. Well, can't all realtors get you all the way through? Well, sometimes, okay? But look at the numbers behind their success. A couple of years ago when the market was really hot and basically easy and everybody was selling homes all the time, they were selling over 200 homes a year. Then when, you know, times got a little bit slower and the rates were a little bit higher and people were a little bit more eager to keep their homes, they were selling 175 homes. That's 2 years ago. 165 homes last year. That's still 3 to 4 per week. I mean, that is still a really outrageous number. Well, then this year, when the market has still been kind of sluggish, she says they're almost to 200 by the end of the year, up 30% in a down year. So if you want an expert who really knows how to get the job done and a team that has been successful consistently in easy markets and more difficult markets, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to 4 great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth, your favorite realtor with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. And I love radio advertising for my business. When I go to conferences, I talk about it all the time, and no one believes the incredible results it gives. So I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Husband's getting any kisses. I hope he's not listening.
That means I'm going to buy a Santa Claus outfit today.
You better go get you a Santa outfit. Laura's on the move.
That's right. I feel like facial hair.
Ooh, I don't like facial either. Ugh. Ugh. Shake your face. Okay, some people look good, but I got a friend, Chris Rooney. He owns Ace Unlocks, and he's got a nice little beard thing going. I like that. He looks good with it. My stepdad, or my father-in-law, he looks good with a beard. That's good. But most people, you got to have that face for it. You just grow a beard because you don't feel like shaving or you want to hide something. You probably need to shave your face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't grow a beard, Tim. You ain't going to look right with a beard. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be honest, because that's my name is... Actually, that is my name. I'm Native American. A lot of people don't know that. And I am Muskogee, and my Muskogee name is Truth Teller. Yes, Obanaga Fachahaya, and that means Speaker of Truth, because I just have diarrhea of the mouth. I can't help it. I tell you like it is.
Well, Speaker of the Truth sounds so much better.
You know, I don't know how to not say the truth. People say, oh, it's so refreshing to hear you say X, Y, Z. I'm like, what do other people say to you?
Yeah.
You know, people come to me all the time, you know, in Tallahassee when they want their bills heard or they don't want a bill heard or whatever, advocacy groups, people, constituents, lobbyists, whatever. And I'm like, bro, your bill is so dead. Like, I have a white rug in my office and I'm like, imagine me bleeding on the floor. And like debt like that, that's your bill. Your bill's that dead.
Maybe you should be called Giver of Hope.
Giver of That's right. Count to two, right. Y'all. 1, 2.
Go to the bathroom. Flush the toilet. That's where your bill is.
Oh, I'll do that one next. I'll do that one next. But like people be stringing these folks along. And honestly, I know why they do it. Because if you don't give them all the information, it takes more time to look for that information and you only have 60 days of session. So if you're seeking the truth for 2 weeks, that's 2 weeks we've stalled you on getting either the bill dead or heard. And so people know how to navigate that. Me, I'm just like, whatever. You know, I'm one of 120. 119 out of 120 conversations should not be about me. They should be about others. If we all had that mentality, we would be a lot better in this space. But here we are. It's fine. I'll be the... Oh, there's Kevin Green, butcher shop. There he is. Sorry, squirrel. There's a TV in front of me. I'm just...
Do I need to turn this off? I mean, or do we need to make you face the corner?
Look at all them meats. Oh, they got the meat. You know, America wasn't founded on lettuce, y'all. Come on now. Let's get us some food up in here. I'm turning around, but I don't think I can reach the microphone. So we had some people reach out over the break. Melissa Marie Johnson saying hi. What's up, girl? We love you. We know that you're fearless.
That's right.
You like how I did that there, Tim?
I do. And everything you do in the community and help us. So.
She's the hands and feet.
Oh man, we work together. I would say on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. She's man.
I do want to give her a shout out real quick because you know I do a lot with homeless veterans and trying to get them transitioned to housing. And if I call Melissa and say, "Hey, do you have a bed at the shelter for this homeless veteran?" She always fits them in.
Yeah, yeah. She's got that heart. Yeah. I remember when I met her a few years ago, I was like, she was telling me all the things she was doing. I was like, oh my gosh. And she's like, nobody will help me. I'm like, I know why. Like, stop that saying this, that, and the other, and let's do this way. And I mean, but she was so passionate. And she was right in the principle. It was just the way she was delivering the message that, you know, there's legal things. The certain things you can and can't do. And but I saw her heart in everything she was saying and do it. Like, you could, when you're with her, you feel that energy of just wanting to love on people. You can tell that she is walking in God's mission. And so it was my mission to make sure that I did whatever I could to help her facilitate the next moves. And I mean, she is just, I don't think she sleeps.
No, she goes above and beyond me on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I would never move somebody in my house that I didn't know.
Man,
to
she
save
had
their
people.
Life.
I remember a few years ago, she said, "I just let them sleep on my porch because I wasn't going to let them sleep in the woods." And this, they didn't have legs, and double amputee, this, that, and the other. I'm like, and I didn't say you let them sleep on your porch. I didn't say that. I just thought it because when people are telling you a story like that, they're not telling you that story so you can tell them what they did wrong, right? Like, first of all, they're the only ones willing to take this person off the streets. And if we had more Melissa Marie Johnsons in the world, then we wouldn't need homeless shelters.
That's
period.
Correct.
Period. So,
and she's one of the few people that I can call late at night and she could call me late at night. And you know, if we have a crisis or situation, and I'll text her sometimes at 10, I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'll say, "Hey, somebody reach out for help. It's a single mom with these kids. This is going to be a hard case. I'll talk to you tomorrow," and I'll leave it at that and go to bed.
Well, we got traffic on the 5 with John.
Wow, thank you. Ooh,
did you see how I did that?
I did. I like it. Boy, becoming a professional.
I am, well, not really. Don't use that word. Don't use the P word with me. There's no professional here.
All right. Well, I-10, I-110, all look good. There are no accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly.
Everything is awesome.
Everything,
everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. Okay, sorry.
Well, we're being serenaded all morning. I like it.
I'm just saying, you can cash at me. I'm just kidding.
We have a GoFundMe.
We got a GoFundMe. I don't know what we're funded, but we're gonna fund it.
If we don't get money for you singing, we'll do one for me not to sing.
Okay. Well, no, I'm here for it. I want to hear it. Well, not on the air though. Please. Yeah. Andrew might not ever ask me back. Okay. So who else? Richie. Richie. What did Richie want?
So Richie was just saying hello, saying we were doing a great morning show. Mm. He's one of my favorite deputies, which I have a lot. He's a Navy veteran.
Go Army.
Yeah, his son was a Marine veteran.
Go Army.
So he does a lot with me, too, behind the scenes. He does a lot of research for me that people don't know, because also I'm a veteran service officer.
Yes, you are.
So I do the claims for veterans to get their disability, do appeals. He has brought me so much information on different disabilities and things like that to help when I write a claim for veterans.
You know, you are the reason why my sister was even able to access the VA at all. She's in Cumming, Georgia. She's not even in here. She moved away many years ago, but she just never thought that she could get any of that stuff. And it was, I was like, for years I tried to talk her into it. And I don't know what you did, but you convinced her and it's changed her life. She's been able to get the medication that she needs. And right. I mean, the life-changing things that happen when you get even 10% or 0% service-connected. I mean, just a service-connected disability gives you access to a huge network of benefits that are so necessary.
It's kind of sad. I don't hear back from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Once they get approved and stuff like that, you know. But I remember me and Laura was riding down the road one day, and I'll admit, even though everything I'm involved in, I have a lot of times where I feel like, am I making a difference?
Right.
And so I'm riding down the road, and I was having one of them moments.
Is it worth it?
Right.
Yep.
And I get a phone call, and of course, my number's on the VA website. It's every, so I get calls all the time. I don't know who it is, but I answer it in case I have a veteran in crisis mode. And so I answer the phone, and it was a deputy that I helped that lives in New York, and I helped him file this claim. He said, I just want to tell you, I was getting ready to go to work. I was taking the last bit of money out of the bank so I could go buy some food for the family, and I had a huge deposit from the VA. My claim came through. Thank you so much. This changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we don't see, we don't brag about, we don't post. But every day I'm getting at least 7-8 new veterans that need help. My phone never stops ringing. Emails never stop coming in. But
I know you do a lot of claims. I know you don't post about stuff like that. And I actually appreciate that. I don't post about a lot of stuff I do. And part of that is it's to our detriment, right? Kind of like we were talking about the Marine Corps League. If you don't tell your story, then nobody knows that you have one. But there's a there's a balance there. When you make it about you every time you do something, are you really doing it for the person, or are you doing it for yourself? So the selfless sacrifices that so many Pensacola people do. We have one of the most philanthropic communities in anywhere. So I'm hearing the music. Are you cueing me to get off here? Is it time to yodel?
Yes.
It's time to yodel?
Yes.
Yodel.
Finally got it.
Finally. Thank you.
We'll be back.